ABC Radio Darwin.
Have you chucked some pomelos or pomelos in your shopping trolley recently? In scientific terms, they're called Citrus maxima or Citrus grandis, the largest of the citrus fruit family, and right now they are in season. Have you seen them around? They're big, but they do take a bit of work to get to the fruit. You have to make your way through quite a hefty layer of pith. Once you have done that, what can you actually do with them? Linton Tapp, former MasterChef contestant from Catherine, he joins us every couple of weeks to share his food wizardry. Linton, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I saw the pomelos / pomelos in the supermarket this week and thought, what do we do with them and how do we pronounce them?
Well, I didn't realise this was a debate until just now. I say pomelo, and most of the chefs I work with say pomelo. Pomelo.
Pomelo.
I would say it.
Not pomelo.
But I do say cumin as well, so my word for it.
There's a whole other debate we could have. And tell us a little bit, for those who haven't come across it, a little bit more about what it looks like and what it does and why it's got all that ridiculous pith.
First appearance, it just looks like a red grape, a ruby grapefruit. It's got a greenish skin and it does lighten to a more yellow as it ripens more. As you mentioned, it is quite thick. It feels, it's very light, but also its size. So it would be the size of maybe a softball. And when you pick it up, it's a lot of air to it. And that's because of what you keep mentioning, the thick pith. But once you peel that off, you get into the beautiful flesh of the fruit and what it's known for. It's known for the same reasons that finger limes have become so popular. You can tear the flesh up into individual little pearls, and they're the most beautifully flavoured citrus pearls, a little bit sweeter and not as bitter as a grapefruit. So I think they're much more appealing fruit to eat and use than a grapefruit, which can be a bit strong for people.
So would you eat them just as is, or do you need to do something to them to get the most out of them?
Eat them as there is. A bit more work in peeling them. What I do to peel them is just use a knife. So top and tail them where the tree or the branch goes in the top. Cut that bit off. It'll be about a centimetre thick, the general pith on a pomelo, and same with the bottom. And if you don't get to the flesh, just keep slicing layers of it away until you get to the flesh. And then use those two marks to keep cutting around and cut the flesh away. And then the best way to get the pearls out, because also the segments have quite thick skin on them, is work from the inside out. So pick the fruit apart as you would the segments of an orange, and then start from the inside of the fruit, and the pearls will just start falling out.
So do peel the pearls out. Don't eat them with any of that pith on it.
Well, you can do either or. If you're going to present the dish, pick the pearls out because that's what they're known for. If you're just eating it at home as a fresh fruit, don't even bother with it. But you just have to take, obviously, the thick skin off.
Yeah, but if you're being fancy with your pearls of pomelo, that's what you want to do.
They work great in sweet food, tropical fruit. It's nice palate cleansing, and it's generally used in between courses from savoury to sweet. It's a sort of an in-between flavour. I love using them in savoury foods. I think it works really well with fish and chicken, and I think a little dressing that works really well, in particular with like baked barramundi, is a little dressing of some ginger, some shallots, garlic, and Thai basil leaves, all ground into a paste with some neutral flavoured oil. You can use some extra virgin olive oil if you want it to be a bit healthier. Make up that paste, a couple of tablespoons worth, and then just spoon a fruit's worth of pomelo pearls through that and drizzle that over your baked white fish. It will work beautifully also with salmon or tuna, even with prawns. It is the NT, so barramundi.
What an excellent tropical Darwin recipe, your barra with your pomelo.
Pomelo dressing. It works really well, and this time of the year it is just, it's light and fresh and it's zingy, and that's everything you want when you're sitting out on a muggy afternoon.
Can you make a drink from the pomelo? Angus got in touch to say that he's made pomelo margaritas and that they're beautiful with pink sea salt on the top of the glass. Things are getting fancy over on Wagga Beach.
Extremely fancy. I would make a gin-based cocktail out of them. And I am partial to gin, but I think any sort of white liquor would work really well with the pomelo. I would juice some, and in that case, I'd just get rid of the pith and not peel any of it, and put it straight through the juicer or however you juice your fruit, and then also pick some pearls for garnish. They work really well.
Mm, sounds so good.
I have seen them in certain recipes referred to as Chinese grapefruit. Then they are the original ancestor. So a lot of the grapefruit, a lot of the citrus fruit that we eat, the grapefruits and oranges, are hybrids. The pomelo is the original ancestor of a lot of them. It's the granddaddy of them all.
And they've adapted over time to not need so much pith. When I first came across them, I thought, what is this design? Like, what is the purpose of this design of fruit?
It's definitely an antiquated in terms of its pith and a little bit of work involved. You know, we're quite trendy with all our design of fruits and vegetables these days with all our selective breeding. But pomelo is one of those fruits, in my opinion, that if you put the effort in, it really rewards you. It's delicious in sweet and savoury fruit, sweet and savoury food, in your drinks. I find it lends itself particularly to Southeast Asian or Malaysian cooking. But you could honestly substitute it in any recipe that calls for fruit, and it'll work really well because of its savoury notes.
ABC Radio Darwin.